have what is it called when it's the other way around, when it's the woman? But I think they can have a healthy relationship where you have a woman who has like multiple husbands. I've
You think
seen
so?
it. Yeah.
Well, I mean, hey, more power to it,
I wouldn't be involved in no shit like that, bro.
Crazy how we do in this country, man. People that play a vital role in helping our country move forward, and people that are educating our, the generation that's gonna essentially control this country at some point in time. These people get treated like shit, like Clear Creek ISD, like I say, one of the wealthiest areas, you know what I'm saying? And first year teacher there only makes like 53,000. That's their gross salary. Well, and essentially, they don't bring home 53,000. I mean, they don't gross 53,000. At the end of the year, they only bring home about $40,000, and they got to turn around and pay taxes on that because of all of the shit that Texas takes out of their checks. They take out automatically for TRS, which is their retirement. They automatically take out for the 401k. You can't opt out of it at any time. Okay, the medical insurance is fucking through the roof. My wife, when I have her and my children on my medical insurance now. That's the reason why she's able to make a paycheck. Back when my wife had the insurance, it was so high, all she could afford to put on there was her and my two kids. She couldn't even put me on the insurance. And when she had the insurance through the school district, she was bringing home $150 twice a month on the 5th and 20th of every month. You know what I'm saying? She was paying over $1,500 a month just for her and my two kids. Now that I have been able to get the insurance and carry them on my insurance, she makes a check now. Like, she brings home about $800 now, twice a month. But she makes about $1,600 twice a month. I mean, a month, basically. You know what I'm saying? Like, the insurance, half of the teachers that work in the school district, they'll tell you, I don't have the insurance. My family is not insured because we can't afford it. You know what I'm saying? Like, my husband makes really good money, but I can't afford to put my family on the insurance here. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of them, they buy they go, a lot of them don't go to the doctors, or they go to the little urgent cares and pay the little $50, see the doctor, get a prescription type of situation. You know what I'm saying? And that's ridiculous, bro, that people like that, the state of Texas and all of these other states, will not bargain with Blue Cross Blue Shield and Aetna to lower their premiums on their insurance. You got teachers that's dealing with COVID firsthand. Students, these parents send their kids to school knowing their kids have tested positive for COVID. Send them to school in a classroom, and these teachers are having to deal with this shit, and they can't even afford health insurance.
Dime que tú quieres,
papi. Remember, we want you to be an activist. And don't take my word for it. Look that shit up, please. Yep, we're back. Ghislaine Maxwell found guilty. I see free COVID tests, like in long lines of people in line to get the free test. It's just things that make you go, out of all the stuff they give you for free, they'll give you a COVID test for free though. We're trying to help you out. We want to let you know for free if you're going to get COVID, if you have it. What else? There's a couple of other things. Oh, monogamy. Yeah, monogamy. What do y'all think about monogamy? Is it natural for humans to be monogamous, have monogamous relationships? Or is it that we're faking the whole time, like we're just pretending that monogamy works for us and, it doesn't really, like, not even natural. And then we lie to ourselves and then we cheat on each other. So what we do instead of having polygamous relationships, we just lie to each other. I think that's way more dysfunctional then if you were more open and true with your partners and, you know, y'all were able to talk about it instead of, you know, sliding behind your back. It's like the society we live in, it's like that's the way you're supposed to do it. It's rude to do it any other way or wrong, even against the law, even. What's up, Pat? What are you thinking about? Rolling a blunt? Taking a PP break? What are you doing?
I remember that. It's just, but yeah, man, I really wish a lot of this stuff would truly come out because, I mean, the people with the money, with the power can allow certain things to come out or, you know, not come out. And like I said, I really feel like that's one of the reasons why they were hell-bent on Trump not being in office again. You know, yeah. Like I said, I mean, regardless of what people really think of him, I mean, he was at least better than what we have right now. And I
recently
think,
what they talk about in the news is Trump's popularity has decreased based on the COVID stuff. Oh, and that's what I wanted to talk about. Have y'all seen that? Like, they got the free COVID test. They're like, yeah, free COVID testing sites all over the place. Long lines. Yeah. When I was driving around on Monday, and every time I saw, like, traffic all backed up and stuff, it was one of them sites. And a bunch of people there. I saw a news story about in New York. They had to call, I don't know, National Guard, the police, something, because they, you know, it was at a free COVID testing site and the people was acting all crazy or whatever. Unruly.
Yeah, I saw that. They say something about Del Mar Stadium in Houston and they're doing free COVID testing there. The numbers have skyrocketed again and all of this type of stuff. And, that dude, what's his name? Fauci. Is asking people to cancel their New Year's Eve plans or New Year's Day plans or what have you, but yeah, all of this type of stuff, yeah.
It's so crazy that, like, okay, so, like, if you give a lot of people free testing, and then right after that, that's when you're saying all these numbers are up. So how do you know if, you know, these people didn't already have it before? And the other thing about the Omicron is that they've clearly shown that it's like mild. It's like a mild version of COVID. Like, I don't think that anyone has died from the Omicron variant, that particular variant, you know? Well, and go ahead.
The way that they move with this whole thing, like I said, I mean, it was strategically done to throw up all of these free testing. You know what I'm saying? Like, they've
That's
been
my point.
Charging $75, $100, $150 for tests all year long. And then now, like, they're, you know, throw up these numbers because they know most people are going to show positive, whether they are, you know, truly. Because, I mean, one thing for sure, these tests aren't specific to COVID. And they tell you this, but for the average person, they don't pay enough attention. Like, they're just.
I saw a dude on Instagram. He was putting the water on the home COVID test, water straight out the tap, and it was testing positive for COVID.
Exactly.
He showed it live, like it actually happened, and it couldn't have been a trick. It was just like the home test, and just poured a little bit of water out the tap on it, and it. After a little bit of time, go ahead.
I wouldn't be surprised, man, and maybe this is my conspiracy theory's mind working. I wouldn't be surprised they're throwing up all of these free testing sites, you know, and that shit that they sticking up your nose. I wouldn't be surprised if that's some way of them mass vaccinating people, man. You know, I just don't push it past this government, bro.
Well, they can't vaccinate you, but what they're doing is they're causing mass hysteria.
We say that they can't, but look at how many. Well, yeah, that's true, but just think about it. We say that they can't do this and do that. And we saw over the years how they went against our rights as citizens, that saying that they can't do this or do that. Like, we've seen this shit play out.
They're going to have a hard time poking me. I'm just saying.
Well, look, the chemical that is in the test is dangerous. So, you know, and like it can cause cancer. So if this is a, you know, I don't know what term I should use, but subtracted minus, you know, people type deal, it won't really matter to them how it happens. You know, they just right. want less. You know what I'm saying? So to me, it's like, okay, well, they can make a lot of people feel more comfortable with just taking the test. Because, I mean, people who not taking the jab, you know, they'll be like, all right, I guess I'll just go on and take the test, which, I mean, I won't do either. I mean, I'm just like, okay, look, if I feel some symptoms, all right, well, I must be sick. And, like anything else, I didn't go take no test to see if it was the flu or the cold, what it was, okay. I'll just do whatever I need to do to get myself well. Right. But, all these things is, you know, like Chaka said, is to cause mass hysteria, get people all riled up, you know, pinning people against another and, you know, gaining more control of those who, you know, are.
And they pushing the numbers up. Because that's how you push the numbers up, is by giving people free tests. They know that shit is, they know everybody got this shit. they also know it's like a cold.
I think I've had it a couple times already.
Yeah, I think everybody's had it a couple of times already. Like everybody, literally. Unless you're living in somewhere on an island in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, man, I think I've had, but I think, matter of fact, I know I had it the first round, and the second round, I think I had it because I went through like a whole week or two of feeling just like fatigued and, you know, barely making it, driving at night and feeling like I had a sinus infection and coughing and a bunch of mucus and all that kind of shit. But like I say, bro, I know I may sound crazy with what the original statement that I made, and I know you say they have to poke you. But I wouldn't be surprised if they have something on the end of that testing deal that's activated by the mucus in your nose or something when they stick it up there. I don't know, bro. I think that fucking way, dude. Like, I'm not, that's it. Now all they got to do is poke you.
I'm not going to ever put down the possibilities of these people. But, like, this thing has already been kind of proven about the test. So, like I said, it may not be the exact same thing as the, you know, what's in the jab. But it's dangerous enough just that you swirling that thing around in your nose or even in the back of your throat, wherever you get it, like, it being able to infect you with that chemical and start, you know, to where it can cause something cancerous within your body. But
the people who are administering these tests are not doctors. These people know what they don't know what they're doing. They're following orders.
Yes, these people they're hiring. Because, I mean, just think about it. These are pop-up shops that's happening. And, you know, some of these places are money grabs for some people, because like this is like definite money that comes from the government, and based on how many people they get, just like with the shot, based on how many people come in and get this test, they're gonna get paid, all they gotta do is keep they stats,
their records,
and they're gonna get paid for each
they're gonna
person.
Get paid.
So, man,
and you know it's regular ass Joe Blow ass motherfuckers that's doing it, these tests. So that's what I'm saying. Like, they don't really care about the actual like efficiency or accuracy of the results of this stuff. They just want to run the numbers.
Yeah. That's the yeah, that's the main thing, bro. Like that, they, you know, like I said, they want to be able to close out the year, because I mean, whatever they've been doing all year round has been, you know, they've been prepping us for the holidays. Because see, the main thing to me, like right now, is they're trying to keep people separate. Still, yeah. Like this is a whole other.
And I think that, because you say that it's to you know, make fewer people, but I think that the real reason why they're doing this is to separate people, because I think that people were coming together. Like the Black Lives Matter thing was an organic thing that happened. You know what I'm saying? They're afraid of organic uprisings to happen, and then so I think that they're implementing all these new types of measures to try to keep from that shit happening. You know what I mean? Keep us separated. Keep us in the metaverse. I'm going to talk about that a bit later. And just keep us, you know, we're interacting with each other, but not in close proximity, so that we can't really assemble and like, you know what I mean? Like vibe. You know, it's about the energy too. You know, it's a spiritual war. You know, it's about that. The connections between us humans and humans, and the way we move mentally, the way we transmit mental vibrations to each other, and we're in a crowd together. You know about that. We know about that. We know about how, like, the beating the drums and everybody getting into like a seance or trance mode or whatever you want to call it. You know what I'm saying? And bringing in these energies and using them. So that's what it is. Revolution. You know what I'm saying? That's what I think. Like a worldwide revolution that they're afraid of. That's what the new world order is, to make sure that, you know, there's no revolution. Things pretty much stay the same.
Well, I think there's a lot of truth in that. One thing that they know is that because a lot of them follow, you know, what we consider astrology and, you know, the numerology, all these different sciences of, you know, of how our interactions with the different planets are. They believe highly in this. Now, they tell us to stay away from it because they know our energy, our energy above anybody else is heightened, especially when you understand it and you know how to use it. So, and that's one of the things that one of the guys I watch on Facebook, on YouTube is Hank. He's like, that's one of the only things that we have left, and we have to use it. And that's our science and our magic. So, you know, when you really learn how to tap into these things, you know, balancing yourself within the energies of the planet and your own, you know, within your own energies, knowing what days to move to get certain things accomplished, like, that matters. You know what I'm saying? So, and a lot of times we end up doing things on days and don't even realize that we did it on a magical, powerful day.
Because that's how it works. That's how it works. It works through your subconscious. Like, it be like you on autopilot and shit. It's like, you know, when you've tapped in, you know, I was thinking about this. I was thinking about how, like, you know how, like, you walk, right? You don't really think about walking, right? You passively think about walking. You don't actively think about it. You know what I mean?
Unless you injure yourself and you're just being careful about your steps or, you know, something like that. But
And there's a lot of other things that we do that are like that. The way we talk. That's another one of those things. Like, I mean, there's a whole list of these things, but I was thinking about this, and I was thinking about consciousness, because I want to talk about that a bit. And it's like we were saying, you're tapping into something that is like already there, if you will. You know what I'm saying? Like when they always say, know thyself, because we are the universe. You know what I'm saying? And the cycles of the universe, the cycles of the planets, the cycles of the, you know, the moon, the sun, and the stars are where we have little minor cycles that are following these same patterns. You know what I'm saying? That we may not really have control over, you know what I'm saying? Because it's that subconscious, like I say, like when we walk, it's like we have control over it, but we don't. It's like, because we're on autopilot, kind of like when we breathe.
Well, Well, that's just the perception of it, because I mean, we're so attached to the idea of the 3D world to where we totally ignore all of the other things that is at play at the same time.
Right.
So, yeah. So, I mean, you know, it's that, I mean, those energies are things that's never going to go anywhere, you know. And like I said, I mean, the more you understand about it, the more you can use it for your benefit. And that's one of the things I think they're really afraid of. They're trying to harness this power so that they can keep it for themselves when they already know their time is up. And that, you know, it's our time to be in power again. But because there's so many people sold on the idea that, well, it ain't so bad. But, you know, like, instead of making excuses for all the things that's happening, or what, this is just how, this is just life, you know. No, I mean, everybody's not supposed to be, you know, people not supposed to be getting just shot and killed in the street.
Yeah.
You know,
it's out of balance. It's off whack.
Yeah. So, I mean, we need to really, you know, pay more attention to what we're, you know, allowing to just slip through our fingers, and let them stay in power. Because this is something, the King Alpha plan, me and my cousin were talking about this earlier, King Alpha plan, Rex 84, 2030 plan, like all these things, like they've been, like they're still working on those things. Even the King Alpha plan was what, the 1600s? Bro, like they're still trying to accomplish those goals that they set years ago, like centuries ago. Honestly, like, I mean, believe it or not, but they're still trying to accomplish those goals for their forefathers.
Yeah. Something that was interesting to me I saw today was this guy was talking about a letter that Columbus wrote, and he was talking about the natives, and he said, you know, that they would give, you know, to others more than, like, important than others. I can't find the right words. I was trying to do the quote right, but basically saying these were like the nicest people in the world. You know what I mean? He said they were so cool. They were so nice. That's why it only would take us, you know, 500 men, and we could subjugate them and make them do what we want. You know, basically saying these people were so kind. You know what I mean? They were so cool as fuck. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. They cared about each other, you know, and I think that's what happened, you know. The natural way for humans was that, and that was like a moment and turning in time, you know what I mean? Like the past meets the future, if you will. And, you know, but we have to get back to that way of thinking, you know, that community way of thinking, because this individual stuff is what's tearing it all apart. You know what I mean? That's what they use to exploit people and separate them and get us, you know, fighting against each other all the time.
Yeah. Well, and that's going to be a long time coming to a certain extent. I don't know if we can Thanos snap people back into, you know, how we used to be, but it would be great if we could do that. But a lot of people are so programmed and in need of deprogramming and reprogramming to where, like, it's, you know, because I mean, we've become our own worst enemy to an extent. You know, we have somewhat, you know, what we consider you know, some people look at it where that's like white people are natural enemy. I don't know. I mean, I you know, I'm kind of in between on some of that, but because I mean, there's some, I've dealt with some white people that treats me better than, you know, some of my own brothers. But however, you know, other black people. But either way, it's just like the programming has to change, and yeah. I think that things that we've learned over time, like, is we just gotta let it go. And I think most people are so caught. Yeah, most people are so caught up on, you know, what they've seen since they've been alive.
Brainwashed. And I'm going to talk about monogamy a bit, too, because we brainwashed with all that shit. I want to go through a few news stories. Check this one out.
Go ahead, but I just want to ask a question. Why did monogamy become a thing?
Yeah, that's a good question. And there's a video I'm from a play, and they talk about that in that video. It's a part of control, if you will. That's what I say. You know, it's harder to control a public that's more open sexually.
Has their own idea of their own life. You know, everybody didn't practice, you know,
polygamy.
Everybody didn't practice polygamy, but you know, at least they had the option to choose what was best for them, you know. But
check this out. This is a news story about the teachers.
Welcome back, Data Download Time, and a look into perhaps the biggest problem plaguing schools going into 2022. Back in October, our friends at Education Week released a survey of principals and district administrators that found some deep staffing shortages. 37% said these staffing shortages were moderate. 25% said severe. 15% said very severe. Add it all up, that's 77% of those surveyed saying staffing shortages were having notable impacts on the school. It's nearly 8 in 10 schools that don't have enough people to serve the students. So where is the problem being felt the most? Well, it's across the board. What's most acute, you hear this anecdotally and you see it in the survey, substitute teachers struggling to find them, 77%. Bus drivers, this has been a huge issue. You even had one state call up the National Guard to help, 68% saying they're having that problem. How about teacher aides and other specialty instructors, 55% said they're having a problem with that. And then simply full-time teachers, nearly half are having this problem. You should add it all up. Sometimes teacher aides are being asked to be substitute teachers. So in short, this great resignation seems to have hit schools across all positions. And you can see it when you just look at the total number of local education employees nationwide. In July, it was 7.8 million. Believe it or not, that has gone down. In November, it's been 7.6 million. You know what hasn't gone down? So we have 200,000 less people working in the schools. The number of students have not gone down at all. So they went back and resurveyed. Have things gotten better? Not so much. Are the problems more severe? 52% said that. Are things the same? 37% of these administrators said that. Just 6% essentially said things had finally started to improve.
So what do y'all think about that?
Well, my wife works in the school system, and there's teachers quitting every fucking day because, for one, they're underpaid. They have no protection. They have no rights, pretty much, essentially, what's taking place. You know, I mean, these parents send these kids to school to basically be babysitted the whole day. You know, it's a lot going on, man. It's a lot of frustration. There's, you know, it boils down to, you know, not being, they're, you know, underpaid. You know, they're realizing like, hey, my degree not only will, you know, help me, you know, to be a teacher or whatever, but my degree will take me further. You have a lot of them that are leaving that's going to the chemical plant industry, you know, doing chemicals and stuff nowadays. You know, it's crazy, man.
Yeah, so I think that's one of the main reasons is the pay that they don't take care of the teachers.
My wife was a teacher's aide, bro. My wife was a teacher's aide, and I think I explained this to you a while back, Chucky. Dude, she barely made $9,000 a year as a teacher's aide.
Yeah.
Now she's a secretary for the administrators at a middle school, and she makes about $11,000 a year. And she does a job of somebody that should be paid at least 50.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So
how are they able to get away with stuff like that?
Well, man, the school district, because they have a budget for each position, right? So let's say, like, if they don't have a budget for teacher's aid, then guess what? There's no teacher's aid.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And they get a shit ton of money every year they get a shit ton of money from the government every year, but they, each school district, they be cheap about it, you know, and trying to cut corners and save money and do this and do that. You know what I'm saying?
Because they want their administrators to make their money, because it's about the class system, but mostly it's about how, like, they just been exploiting the public, you know, the public sector is all about exploitation, right? Like we be saying all the time, everybody wants government contracts. So the schools are like that.
Child. And that's like if your child is absent. Too many absentees, they send an officer out to your house. It's not because they care about your child not being in school. It's because they get funding for each child that's there every day.
Yeah.
So that's the problem. And then the thing is, the way the government has been going, they've been trying to defund the schools more and more, and they're pushing the people into the charter schools, the private schools, the Christian schools, or whatever, the religious schools, you know. But the thing is, those parents have to pay almost a lot of those schools cost, you know what I'm saying? So that's where they're saying, like, you know, the private sector can do education better, but they've been defunding, you know, the public sector like crazy, you know what I'm saying? And making it unbearable for the people who are trying to. And you know what's crazy about this, Deuce? These people are important, right? Like, who's more important than the ones that's like taking care of your kids and making sure they're getting their education, man?
Well, you know that they've been doing the privatizing everything for the longest. Like, they've been trying to get away from, you know, paying, you know, what you call, when teachers retire, you know, not having to pay, you know, their pensions or, you know, what you call it, like when you're doubling up on their 401ks, and like they've been doing that for decades now. So I can see that's a part of what, you know, their agenda. And privately, you know, they don't have that responsibility of, you know, keeping up with paying, you know, because I mean, that's one of the reasons why they say that they're going broke, but because they're not making investments in the right place to where,
right.
So I mean, that's the real biggest problem is that, you know, they lining their pockets and giving, you know, these big corporations, you know, money to continue operating when they already, you know, the riches of, you know, the rich, it's just, you know, poor man. But like I said, they've been really trying to strip America of every education they can.
Everything that's public, everything that's like everybody can benefit from. You know what I'm saying? Because they're calling it socialism.
I tell you something else, man. The government gave all of these districts, right, money to give to their teachers and staff to help them during this pandemic, you know. And they gave them, which essentially would have been like a bonus for the teachers and stuff like that, you know. And a lot of the school districts across the country took and pocketed that money. Dang. You know what I'm saying? Or they, what a lot of them did is they didn't give it, like they would give it to their teachers, right? But they wouldn't give it to like the vital people that helped the teachers and the principals, which is people like my wife, secretary. You know, my wife, the job that my wife does, bro, and I know she could do better, but right now it helps because I'm an over-the-road driver. You know what I'm saying? She's able to be there with the children every day. You know what I'm saying? Not only that, you know, her job is flexible if she needs to take off to get one of them to the doctor or what have you. But the thing about it is, man, my wife, you know, they had their Christmas party, and I went and I met up with her and the faculty at the restaurant where they did the little Christmas party at. Dude, every last one of them from every school, my wife's been to three different schools, they all have said, without people like her, there is no way that we could do our job. There is no way that we could handle disciplinary. There's no way we could schedule 504 meetings. You know what I'm saying? There's no way that we could do what we do without her playing her vital role. You know what I'm saying? And And a lot of the school districts across the country didn't even give their staff members that money. You know what I'm saying? They gave it to teachers, but they didn't give it to cafeteria workers or secretaries or people like that, which is ridiculous. Like Clear Creek ISD, one of the richest school districts in the Texas area. You know what I'm saying?
I think about also the custodian, like the people who had to, have a bigger job now because of COVID, all the regulations, they got to deep clean even more so every day, these rooms, these classrooms, and this, that, and the other. And I'm sure that they're some of the last people to get any kind of consideration.
Yeah, it's crazy how we do in this country, man. People that play a vital role and helping our country move forward, and people that are educating our, you know, the generation that's gonna essentially control this country at some point in time. These people get treated like shit, you know, like Clear Creek ISD, like I say, one of the wealthiest areas, you know what I'm saying? And first year teacher there only makes like $53,000. That's their gross salary. Well, and essentially, they don't bring home $53,000. I mean, they don't gross $53,000. At the end of the year, they only bring home about $40,000, and they got to turn around and pay taxes on that because of all of the shit that Texas takes out of their checks. They take out automatically for TRS, which is their retirement. They automatically take out for the 401k. You can't opt out of it at any time. Okay, the medical insurance is fucking through the roof. My wife, when I have her and my children on my medical insurance now, that's the reason why she's able to make a paycheck. Back when my wife had the insurance, it was so high, all she could afford to put on there was her and my two kids. She couldn't even put me on the insurance. And when she had the insurance through the school district, she was bringing home $150 twice a month on the 5th and 20th of every month. You know what I'm saying? She was paying over $1,500 a month just for her and my two kids. Now that I have been able to get the insurance and carry them on my insurance, she makes a check now. Like, she brings home about $800 now, you know, twice a month. But she makes about $1,600 twice a month. I mean, a month, basically. You know what I'm saying? Like, the insurance, like, dude, half of the teachers that work in the school district, they'll tell you, I don't have the insurance. My family is not insured because we can't afford it. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, my husband makes really good money, but I can't afford to put my family on the insurance here. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of them, they buy, like, you know, they go, a lot of them don't go to the doctors, or they go to the little urgent cares and pay the little $50, see the doctor, get a prescription type of situation. You know what I'm saying? And that's ridiculous, bro, that people like that, the state of Texas and all of these other states, will not bargain with Blue Cross Blue Shield and Aetna to lower their premiums on their insurance. You got teachers that's dealing with COVID firsthand. Students, these parents send their kids to school knowing their kids have tested positive for COVID. Send them to school in a classroom, and these teachers are having to deal with this shit, and they can't even afford health insurance.
Well, I'm gonna tell you, it's a blessing and a curse, that whole independent school district stuff, because, like, at some point, well, you know, before they separated all the school districts, you know, and they called, you know, they end up with these independent school districts. You could put the entire state on one insurance plan and be able to use the numbers, or even if it was just the city, you know, like for these different schools, even with just the city, being able to combine all of the schools in that city allowed you to be able to get more, you know, a cheaper rate. So, I mean, I think it's messed. I think it's messed up either way, because I mean, just the fact that you're a teacher, and, you know, or even just what you work for, because even the custodians, like, they should be, everybody that works in the school district should be able to have some of the best insurance possible, you know.
And they have the money, man. They have the money, but a lot of it, the money is being diverted. to these charter schools and these Christian schools.
That's gonna continue to happen, man. And that's because they're trying to take the liability off of the state and off of the federal government. They want it to be, you know, like these charter schools where they're somewhat like totally independent from, you know, the government. They want it totally privatized, right? So they can
teach the kids whatever, and they don't have to teach them real history, and they can teach them about creationist theory and God and stuff.
Yeah, it's there's a newspaper that comes out, you know, League City Herald or something like that, and it talks about Clear Creek ISD, you know, and this district makes hundreds of billions of dollars a year. I think last year their revenue was up like 33%. You know, they made over $300 billion during COVID, bro. During COVID, $300 billion.
That's just
League and didn't City. Give their teachers shit. Just in League City, $300 billion. Clear Creek ISD.
I believe it. It has to do with the class structure. This is what underlines everything in this country, okay? It's the class structure. Certain groups, elite, the ones at the top, they get the bigger checks. The ones at the bottom, they're like, they don't deserve it. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't matter how hard they work. It's because of the class that they came from. They get to stay in that class their whole life. You understand what I'm saying? So in every organization, every company, the way these companies are set up, you have this tier system, right? I'm sure, Deuce, you can attest to this. They're going to have some shit where they call it like faculty, non-faculty, or faculty and staff. Like, people have different designations. And based on those designations, that determines their pay, benefits, all of that shit, bonuses and whatever.
Yeah. No, I've heard of all of that stuff before, and I mean, of course, when I started hearing it, I didn't really understand it, but actually hearing, you know, having this conversation, I can see how, why, and see why they're doing it. I don't necessarily agree with it, because somebody who's like a temp, like somebody who's what you call it, like a substitute teacher that comes in every now and then, okay, I can see them not getting all the benefits that a teacher gets, or somebody who's at the school every day. But for those, like, if the student aids the people in the, you know, because the classes are overfilled and you got to stop teachers aid, like, why aren't they getting paid? Like, you know, like it's like people at McDonald's are making more money than that.
Yeah, like, it's crazy, bro.
Y'all would be surprised at how much the administrators get paid at these schools. Like
the superintendent out there where we at, I want to say it's somewhere like $500,000 a year at his salary. You know what I'm saying?
That doesn't surprise me at all.
And I mean, he gets bonuses based on production or whatever you call it, you know, based on his, because they always do that with jobs like that, because they want to give you incentives to like get good numbers. So they're going to have different parameters that they want you to meet. And if you meet them, they're going to give you, you know, more money.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's like, you know, that, you know, and then, you know, like my wife, she started out as a teacher's aide. She went to school, got a degree, and I think it was a bachelor in science or something like that, applied science or something she got, you know, and went to work. And she started out as a teacher's aide in the SED department, the special education department, and working with these special needs kids and stuff like that. And, you know, and just people like that are underpaid, bro. Like, just the impact that she made, you know, like, because Lee City is small, you know, like, we'll be in the store and there's so many parents, man, that come up to her as like, oh my God, Miss Brittany, what you did for my child, you know, still to this day, like, has changed, you know, his or her life. And yeah, it's just, it's so much, man. Like, teachers' aides play a very vital role, you know what I'm saying, with being able to have that one-on-one with this child, where the teacher can't really have a one-on-one with this child because they got 30 other students. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, it's crazy, man. You know, it's crazy. So, yeah, man, a lot of teachers are leaving the district. They're leaving. They're going for other careers. They're going for, you know, like I say, they're going to work for chemical plants and chemical companies where they can make $100,000+ a year with their degree. You know what I'm saying? And to work in a chemical plant, you don't have to have a process technology degree. You just got to have a degree.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? You just got to have a degree. And then you got a lot of these teachers that specialize and you know, they got a bachelor or a master in science or this or that. You know, I mean, you got these chemical companies that are like, hell yeah, we'll hire you. We'll pay you this. So many of them, dude.
Yep.
They're leaving. They're tired of it. I mean, say, man, you can love that job, but to see the way that these teachers get treated, and then you got these parents nowadays that are children themselves that come up there to the school and want to go believe what they child say and come up there and just go off on the teachers and want to try to threaten and fight teachers. And man, it's crazy, bro. It's crazy. It's a different animal.
And you know what's crazy about the flip side of this is the chemical industry is booming right now. Like, the oil companies are projected to make even more profit. Like, okay, you know, they got the nature, save the planet stuff, right, that's going on. But the plastics, we're producing more and more plastics. And the oil companies are banking on us producing all of these plastics. That's one of the main products that they know is just booming into the future.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the only thing that they're really using to package these days. So, and I mean, they use the oil products in order to make these plastics. There's so many different products they make out of like crude oil and stuff like that, but I mean, when I was growing up, to get a bottle of soda, you got it in glass bottles.
Yeah.
That you would have to turn in order to be able to, you know, keep
get
this
a nickel back.
Cycle. Well,
yeah,
get
so
a nickel back.
Yeah,
to get, you know, to keep the cycle going. Well, I'm not really sure, you know, why that was such a failure, because I mean, it was probably one of the cleanest ways to do it, and the whole idea of plastic.
You can clean the shit out of glass. It's hard to clean plastic because it's a chemical.
You can't clean plastic, and the thing about it is, it's made of so much chemicals. Yeah, it's made of so many chemicals that after a while, that chemical of the plastic is getting into your water. So
or whatever. It is you're consuming out of it.
Yeah.
So that's just a whole nother way. And then we're putting so much pollution in the ocean with the plastics because this shit don't go away. And then it's like you can't really, they lying about the recycling because they can't really recycle these plastics. And then it's like, what do you do with them? You know, and if you burn them, that shit is toxic as fuck.
I'll be back, guys. I'll run in the truck stop here.
Yeah. I mean, that's no doubt, man. Like, I don't know why they felt like this was such a great idea to use for our everyday, you know, use. But
because it's cheap for them to produce.
Huh?
Because it's so cheap for them to produce. It's all about profits. So that's what drove it that way. It's the race to the bottom. You know? And I think that we have to look at all of these different like connections to try to understand, because they talk about the global warming and then we talk about how, but then I saw a video about the rare earth metals and so forth that they have to use for the Tesla batteries and so forth and so on. So it's like they still have to use the oil industry even to make the wind turbines and shit like that. Like,
well, I was just given a stat that those wind turbines will take like they never come up to a point of making profit. Like, at no point has one of those wind turbines, as many as we have in Texas and you know, other states, they have not turned a profit yet. So it's like, okay, yeah, we could, you know, I mean, everything is not should not be about profit, but at the same time, you know, what are we, you know what I'm saying? What is it truly a benefit to us as a people?
Well, it will be a benefit to the people if it doesn't matter if it's not turning a profit, if it, you know, it's clean energy, you know what I'm saying? If we're in the footprint, it's all about the footprint, what you're competing, you know, what you're producing, the methane or the carbon dioxide or whatever.
Well, the solar energy, I think, is like probably one of the better. And then, like, you can run electricity off of natural gas. Like, you can have real clean gas, natural clean gas that will actually run a electrical power plant. So, like, you know, like, it doesn't make sense to me. Like, I, you know, they say follow the science, or, you know, you got to believe in the science, but they don't even believe in the science. Like, it's more so based on their, you know, their profits. What you know, whichever politician is in, you know, who's guiding this,
yeah,
this whole effort, how they're going to make the most money is really what's going to be the best for us.
Which lobbyists can get cozy up to the, you know. What do you say to that? Let's move on to this. This is interesting stuff, man. And it's like, I was talking about this, and you know about bonobos?
Hey, we have something special for you.
Never. You ever heard of bonobos?
Nope.
Let's see. It's 18 minutes.
Is this a type of people?
They're like a type of chimpanzee.
Hold on.
I don't want to play all of this because it's too fucking much, but I want to make sure I get the good shit. Hold on. I think somewhere up in here.
A woman's word for it. Biologists have known for a very long time that
sexual seductive is the story that everybody knows, that men want to be free sexually and spread their seed around the world.
Think about it. Y'all there? Did I put y'all to sleep?
Come back in on it, but I heard a little bit about it. Go ahead, Pat.
Well, you know, as far as I'm concerned with the whole idea, because I mean, my explanation of how all this began was, you know, men be, you know, haters, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was haters of their day, and, you know, them being in power, they were able to put in laws that made, you know, made it illegal for you to have multiple wives and things like that. But however, you know, I mean, type of person I am. I mean, I think whatever fits you, you should be able to do it. And, you know, as long as you're not hurting anybody.
But look how it looked like the benefits of the community, where they showed those native peoples who they all care for the children. You know what I mean? And that was related to those open relationships too, because, you know, and all the children. So it's like, you know, the village raises the child, like, you know, and we've gotten very far away from that. And I think that's related to these monogamous relationships.
Well, yeah, I mean, because I believe, because I mean, you know, I think that a lot of us are living polygamy relationships now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, and we, you know, most people don't even, you know, see it as that. Yeah, they don't see it as that, you know, but, you know, the more community, because, I mean, if you think about it, whether you're married or not, having somebody else to come in and, you know, take care of the kids when you're having a bad day, or, you know, always having somebody, a parent, you know, a healthy, you know, a parent with a healthy mentality to deal with the kids at any given time is very important. So, you know, if there's multiple moms, or I wouldn't necessarily say dads, because, I mean, you know, women are going to have a hard time dealing with multiple guys and not being crazy. Like, they're going to end up having issues because of the spirits that they can, you know, that they will get from multiple men. But men can actually do that, and as long as they can provide for it, I mean, I really believe that they should. I mean, why not? You know, a lot of them are, I mean, like I said, all these baby mamas and baby daddies and this, that, and the other, you know, you got a kid over here, a kid over there. You, like, that is polygamy.
Yeah,
I mean,
the cheating, really, you know, the side chicks. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, that was a whole lot to take in with the, you know, that video was kind of, but I don't know. I feel what they're saying, you know, because like it was kind of interesting that, okay, they felt like the kid that got the father's last name or like that made a bigger difference than, you know, because I mean, I could see how that could, you know, play a part in the kid's life, because, okay, you know, why they got, you know, daddy's last name and I don't, and
yeah,
blah, 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 whatever. I can kind of see that, but if you're active, it almost shouldn't matter. And, of course, you can change your name if you want to. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but it wasn't about that when it was the community anyways, because it wouldn't matter. You know what I'm saying? Because the community takes care of the community, so it ain't going to matter whose kid got which dad's last name necessarily, because the community gonna, you know, share the resources.
True. Now, when you say community, are you saying just the neighborhood?
The village, everybody's the kind tribe. Of, that's how it was. Yeah.
Well, no, I get that, but, because I mean, I know when my grandfather was my grandfather was a Rolling Stone. I don't know about my great grandparents so much, but I know my grandfather, he had a few kids outside of marriage, and my grandmother knew very much about it, and it was just like, okay, well, you know, you got to take care of him. You know what I'm saying? Like, she knew he. That, and that's just all it was. Like, it was no, you know, it, you know, maybe she was hiding some of her emotions behind it all, but, you know, this was I guess a different thing when during that period. But nowadays people are so emotional about stuff like that to where, you know, like they feel so, like, for whatever reason, women are get more upset about that nowadays than they did before.
And it's brainwashing. And that's what I'm saying. It's brainwashing, conditioning. This is all just created.
Well, but you know, the part that bothers me is the arguments in which, like, well, they couldn't do nothing else, and they're, you know, like they like, no, women have had, especially black women, they haven't been like hindered by their black man. Like, no, you've been hindered by the same person all this time. And, you know, you not, you know what I'm saying? Like, for you to try to, like, you're shifting blame on somebody who's in your house, because that's easier. But no, this was just something that just was. And, you know, nature took its course. I mean, that's just, I mean, any animal in the kingdom or in you know, out in nature is gonna do exactly what men have been doing for many years. Like, And that, you know, like I said, it's not like something etched in stone where every man is going to do that, because I don't think every man, you know, really does. But you know, some men, I guess, would do it more than others, I guess. But
I want to push back a little bit on what you said, because it sounds quite patriarchal when you say it's like okay for men to do it, but not okay for women to do it. You know, because you said that, and I get what you're saying about the spiritual side.
No, that's my only reason for saying it, because you know, every guy that a woman, because I mean, women are receivers. You know, anybody can do whatever they want. Like, I mean, shoot, women were just as frisky as a lot of the men, if not more. Just like they have a sexual appetite today, they had it then. But they were good liars, or good, you know, being able to play it off, or you know, they, you know, because of the atmosphere, they knew that, like, they knew they had to play it off, act like they didn't, you know, like they were definitely gonna lie about it. But everybody is welcome to do whatever they want. We all have, you know, sovereignty. We're, you know, God-given right to do whatever we choose. But I don't think it's a good idea for women to just go back and forth with different guys, because each guy is leaving some resin of themselves. Some of their DNA is being left behind every time they're with somebody.
But I think so, they can have what is it called when it's the other way around, when it's the woman? But I think they can have healthy relationship where you have a woman who has like multiple husbands. I've
you
seen
think
it.
So?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, hey, you know, more power to it. You
know, I wouldn't be involved in no shit like that, bro.
Well.
What is it called when it's the other way around, when it's the woman? But I think they can have healthy relationship where you have a woman who has like multiple husbands. I've
you
seen
think
it.
So?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, hey, you know, more power to it. You know,
I wouldn't be involved in no shit like that, bro.
Well, I agree. I mean, you know, like I said, I mean, there's really gonna
look at look at if I'm with you, if I'm your dude.
But that's my argument.
Ain't no way, bro.
My argument is that
ain't no way.
It's okay.
If I'm with you and you talking to somebody else behind my back,
it's not.
You got it, bro.
It's not behind your back.
What is that?
What I'm saying is,
I don't care if it's
okay
behind
for
my back or in front of my face. No, it's not. I'm that type of person. I like, and you know, maybe I'm programmed too, to a certain extent. But you know, because I think that, you know, maybe, you know, like based on the way that we were, you know, I was raised, or I saw, you know, I've seen things happen throughout the years, I could be very much as programmed as the next person in certain things. But I really don't believe that that's like there can be multiple women. But I mean, the more men, because I mean, there's more chance for problems the more guys that has a say in, you know,
you can say the same thing. You can say the same thing on the other, you know, on the other side for the women.
Well, you can say that, but it's more likely that it's gonna be, you know, like there's more examples of, you know, the issues the other way around. Yeah, the baby mama drama happens for a reason. It does happen. So yeah, multiple women in a scenario can be a problem. If a man chooses properly, and I guess that could go the same way for a woman. I'm just, you know, I can only speak from my point of view that, you know, like, because I mean, the only reason why I would say that I would have another relationship, you know, have another wife or whatever, is to be able to, someone that would be able to bear a child if my current wife cannot. I mean, that would be my main purpose, if, you know, that's what I mean. Otherwise, I mean, or if, you know, she's gotten sick and somebody to maybe take care of her while I'm out on the road or whatever, something like that.
Well, the idea on that is sister wives, you know, because the more you have, the more people there to take care of the children, to handle the household, to build economic wealth because you got multiple incomes coming in.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, that's a lot of what it's supposed to be about. But, you know, there's too many people that get, you know, too emotionally involved. And, you know, I would really like to examine some of these relationships where you're saying there's multiple men. And I've heard of this happening, but I don't know how, you know, successful that has been over time.
Yeah, I'm just saying, you know, it's patriarchal to say that it's okay for men to do it, but not women to do it. I think that they can do it could be a healthy relationship. You know, if all parties involved are okay with it.
Well, no, I don't look at it as a patriarchal thing. I mean, because, you know, I believe in the matriarch. And, you know, through matriarchal systems is where they've had polygamy. And that's multiple women. And, you know, so, you know, one man taking care of multiple women is more of a matriarchal system than anything else. Like, you got a man pretty much slaving to take.
I agree with you.
But yeah, anyhow, you know, but either way, like, women have been so, people, period, have been so programmed to look down on, you know, relationships like that, instead of like really seeing that it could be a benefit to everybody. Because, I mean, shoot, there's times when, you know, your wife, she's tired, you know, especially if she works, shoot, she's not gonna always want to have to deal with the kids and the homework and, you know, taking them out to play or do, like, it gives you at least some time to be able to breathe and think. And, you know, it shouldn't be the thought of, oh, well, he's having sex with this person, because sex has been, especially these days, like, sex has been, like, brought down to almost like to mean almost nothing to some people. You know what I'm saying? Like, sex is sex, but, you know, when you love somebody, you care for them, and, like, you can love multiple people. Whether it's male or female, you know, I mean, the last thing I'm going to be is, like, somebody, like, a hypocrite, but I would say for women to be extra careful about doing something like that because of the spiritual exchange.
What you think about it, Deuce? You there?
Yeah. Well, I said what I mean, it may be a benefit, you know. I mean, I don't believe in that, taking care of multiple women and having side pieces. Like, when I'm with somebody, I'm with somebody, bro. Like, I don't get down like that, you know. Like, and, you know, even with me trying to be out there with some other chick or doing some shit like that, like, nah, man. You know, that's just not who I am as an individual. You know what I'm saying? I see people that do it all the time, and I'm just like, how do y'all do it? Ain't no way, bro. Like,
well, look, I'm gonna give you an example, because my last girlfriend I was with, you know, she didn't have a typical job. You know, she kind of worked at the house. She did stuff from the house. And when the COVID stuff happened, and, you know, my son was trying to do homeschooling and things like that, and it became a lot for my ex-wife to be able to deal with. She's like, you know, she's no teacher and this, that, and the other. So just to kind of take some of the burden off of her, like, my son was able to come and stay at my house 1 week and get, you know, homeschooled by my girlfriend at the time. And then the opposite week, he'll be back at home with his mom, and she would do it. And that way, it kind of took some pressure off of him. So, I mean, I think there's benefits to it. It's just, you know, it can't just be a thought of it just being all about just sex. You know, it's more to, you know, you having a community than just, you know, maybe for some guys, that's all it's about. It's like, oh man, you need to, like, what's the dude? Well, I mean, he in some kind of trouble right now, but Polite, he was like, he's, you know, he has multiple wives, but he said he probably has least sex than the average guy, maybe because of all of, I don't know, but he was just saying, like, it wasn't about
that. It's just more complicated. So yeah, so it could, that could be the case, just because it's more complicated, because the women have the control. That's what it is about anyways, with the sister wives. The women run the show.
They really do.
So it's whatever they say, go.
Yep.
It's a show that we used to watch that was like that. It's called Sister
Big
Wives.
Love.
They're based out of Utah.
Oh. Big Love. You sure what? Big Love?
No, it was called Sister Wives. It was white people.
Well, this was white people. I think the first show that came out like that was Big Love. I think it was on HBO. You might be able to pull it up. But that was the first time I actually saw it on TV where this was something that they, you know.
What are y'all talking about? What was the TV show? It was a woman with multiple husbands?
No,
it was a guy and his wife had multiple wives.
Oh, okay.
Utah, there's a big population of Mormons. And these Mormons, they're like the last group of people who can legally marry, you know, at least throughout the, you know, history, that can marry multiple women. And you know, of course, that's an existence that we started, you know, something that us Moors, we started, but they've been able to benefit from a lot of that stuff still over time. But either way, this was going over how, you know, the different things that, you know, you encounter as, you know, a polygamous, you know, families, the kids, the, you know, the sharing of time, you know, like all kinds of different things that, you know, that played a part in their relationship. So, I mean, it's actually a pretty good movie. I mean, I say movie, but it was a series. It was a show that came on every week.
Yeah, yeah. So what was the show you was talking about, Deuce? What was the show you was talking about?
It was called Sister Wives, and it was on. It used to come on TLC, and it was a guy and his wife. They were married, and then they started branching off and had several wives. He's got kids by all of these women, and yeah, so my wife and I used to watch that, you know, that show. It would come on, and I mean, you know, if you can do it, you can do it. You know, swing it. You know, I don't know, man. I mean,
did you ever ask your wife what did she think about it?
I ain't trying to do it. But, I mean, no, I never really did. I mean, I know she used to make comments like, hell no, nah, I couldn't do no shit like that. You know, so I never really asked her what her true thoughts were, but I know she made comments several times like, I couldn't do no shit like that.
Yeah. Well, my ex, I guess she, like, there's still a thing.
But in your situation, but I feel like in your situation, that's your ex-wife. You know, you guys are no longer connected
legally
in that manner. You know,
yeah, we're not legally bound.
You're not connected in that manner. Y'all have both in some way moved on with y'all's lives. This is your girlfriend. Your wife obviously trusts her. you know, and I mean, I see the benefit in that. And I feel like in that situation, you should be able to come together and do what's best for each other and for the child. You know what I'm saying? But for me to say that I'm going to allow my wife to have multiple husbands besides myself, ain't no fucking way. No,
that's what I'm saying. I mean, I might be one of the biggest prudes.
I don't even agree with that shit.
Yeah, no, I don't either. I mean, but you know, like I said, if I'm weak for thinking that way, you know, hey, I'm weak. But because I know what, you know, I make decisions in my life to be able to, you know, to say, you know, I've made a lot of sound decisions throughout my life. Like I said, my first kid, I was 35, and you know, making sure that I'm not making, you know, bad mistakes, you know, mistakes like that. But either way, you know, because like I said, my ex, I mean, it's still, to me, it's like, okay, really, you never, you know, especially when you have a kid, you're never really free of her. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, you're always got a connection. Yeah.
So, I mean, regardless if, you know, divorced or not, that's still, you still have a responsibility.
Lifelong connection. Yep.
Yeah. So, I mean, for anybody to think any less, anything different than that, you're not tapped into what real life is, or you just don't give a shit about your kid. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I mean, that's the only way I really see that. But, I think that, you know, the example I just gave was a good reason. But if I, you know, because honestly, like, she's Nigerian. She's from Africa. And there's still that stuff still, like, her uncle has, I know, at least two wives. I think he had three. One of them might have passed. But I know he has at least two wives, so this is not like a foreign thing, and she's seen it, and she knows it. Like, her grandfather had multiple wives, you know, so for them, it's just another way, you know, just that's a part of life. That's what happens. You know, you get to a certain age, you know, you're not able to fulfill all of his needs, or he needs whatever, and they're still compassionate about the needs of their partner. You know, that's what it really a lot. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna tell you, now, I may not accept her, you know, like, let's just give a scenario like this. If I'm married to a female and she, you know, I get into a really bad accident and I can't perform sexually, I won't be upset with her if she's had sex with somebody else.
That's like the only scenario that's okay. that's the only acceptable
scenario. I'm
one exception, bitch.
That's it, and that's the motherfucker. Yeah,
what I say is, like T.I. say, everything ain't for everybody. You know what I mean?
I mean, everything ain't for everybody. But how do you feel about that? Would you be able to do something like that?
I don't
be in a relationship with somebody that wants to have another husband or multiple husbands. Would you be comfortable with that?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I would have to be in the situation, because that's what I'm saying. Like, everything is complex. You know, you when you're talking about it, when you're open with your partner.
Yeah, I ain't got to be in that situation. I know where I'm out. Man, hell, not no, but yeah, hell no. Fuck no.
Yeah, I know myself well enough. I know myself well enough too. You know, I'm jealous. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a man that has jealous tendencies, and mine is mine, and you know, that's just how I feel about it. And you know, that's the nature of most men. And you know, somebody, another man coming in thinking that, okay, well, you know, I make $2 more than this dude, and I know I'm the new guy, but I deserve to have more than what this dude is getting. And
I feel like that justifies women behaving that same way. You know what I'm saying? The possessiveness of it, and that's one of the toxic parts of the relationships I think that we have in modern times. You know what I'm saying? And so, like I say, that justifies her having that same point of view.
Well, and that's the thing about it is that, you know, a relationship like that has to be agreed upon, because I mean, you know, ahead of time. Because if you know,
yeah,
if you in the middle of your relationship saying, hey, I want us to have a new wife or whatever, and she disagrees,
right?
Then you know, this is not, you know, either you're gonna have to start over with somebody else to be able to have this lifestyle you've been thinking about, or you're just like, okay, well, you know, it just is what it is. You know, it was a great dream, but you know, that's just, you know, I'm saying, like, you can't change, you know.
Right, I agree with you on that. They have to agree, but all parties involved need to be, you know. And that's the thing I'd be talking about, though, with communication and relationships. And because I feel like if you're not telling the truth to your partner, then you're not communicating with them. You know what I'm saying?
No.
You know, there's no real communication is giving and receiving messages. And if you're not being honest with your partner, then you're not giving real messages to them.
No, I mean, a lie is like, I mean, you're telling somebody something that, okay, like, they're not really knowing the real you.
Right.
When you know what I'm saying? So their mindset about your beliefs, you know, if you're not willing to, because I mean, you know, I've had these conversations. I'm like, well, you know, I mean, hey, we was able to bring in another, I wouldn't be against it. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's my thought process about it. Because like I said, I mean, I'm willing to throw myself out there because it's like, okay, if it was something to come about, like, oh no, I would never. Hell no, that's just horrible. And in the back of my mind, I was like, man, it wouldn't be so bad if right. You know what I'm saying?
And society pushes you to say what's acceptable or whatever, what's politically correct or whatever, what Christian or whatever you want to call it. So you embarrassed to really say how you really feel about it. And then you never get to find out what your partner was thinking too, because your partner was probably thinking the exact same way, and was, you know, not
would have been game. Yeah, they would have been game for it, and you know, like, would have helped you find, like, she, you know, because a lot of it is really up to her. Like,
they run the show. I know how the game goes. Yeah,
yeah. Like, who's tolerable? You know, who they
she picks them. The girl has to be approved. The female has to approve.
At least be approved, because I mean, the guy sometimes he's probably, you know, the one that's finding the female, you know, and you know, having, you know, I guess discussing with them, you know, what's going on. And it could be either way, I guess, but this definitely has to be approved by, you know, all parties involved, like. No doubt about that.
This is a sensitive ass subject, huh? What'd you think about it, Deuce? It's a sensitive subject. It's a sensitive topic, right?
I mean, I think to a certain extent. I mean, to me, it's not that sensitive of a subject because, I mean, you know, this is something that we really have to really kind of talk about, because, you know.
Go ahead. What'd you say?
Who, me?
I thought I heard Deuce say something.
Yeah. But no, I think this is a conversation that we need to have, because, yeah. Okay, it's not going to be something that everybody's going to jump on and start doing. But at the same time, I mean.
We need to acknowledge reality. At least the people who are doing it now, be aware that you're already doing it.
That's one thing. I mean, because like I said, I mean, the whole baby mama thing, that is polygamy to the, I mean, that is polygamy.
Yeah. And then it's this is doing it in a bad way because it's breaking up the household. And then you got baby mamas paying rent at different locations, different children. And this breaks the household. It makes it more expensive. You know what I'm saying? And then it becomes a competition, which it shouldn't be. We all should be working together for the better of all, for the kids.
Exactly.
The kids have a better life when we all work together, regardless of what happened within the relationship.
Because the more the more organized we are as parents, the more that we get along and show a healthy functioning community of our own, regardless of, who, you know what I'm saying? Like, no matter the kids, they see something functioning properly or it's going to make a bigger impact on their lives than all the disarray and all the arguments and back and forth and throwing stuff out the house. And like, all that stuff is like, it makes no sense,
crazy.
And everybody doesn't have to live in one house. I mean, I don't know if that's going to be something that will necessarily be ideal for everybody. But some people really need their own space. Maybe you can create a compound where you can have your separation, or even if it's kind of how it is now.
My daddy people up in the country, they all got like trailers, and they all on the same little area or whatever, because they own that land. So yeah, you could do something like that. I think that would work.
Yeah.
If the people didn't want to live in the same
big old organization that was going on in Texas quite a few years ago, that was something going on like that.
They always got some David Koresh shit happening in Texas. So I don't know which one you're talking about, because that shit happens all the time.
This was several years ago, man. I was still in school when this had taken place, but it was a polygamy compound where, it was a big polygamy compound. It was somewhere like out in the West Texas area, if I'm not mistaken. Maybe West Texas or Northeast Texas or something like that. But, and they went in and kind of like broke up the whole deal. It was a big old investigation, and they, it was, I forget what it exactly when it took place, but like I say, man, what works for you works for you. What works for you and your household, what works for you and your spouse, works for you and your spouse. Me personally, it's not something that I would engage in. You know what I'm saying? It's just one of those things. I feel like, I don't know. I don't think I could do something like that.
Well, and I'm with you, like, for the most part, because one woman is a lot to deal with.
That has to be said.
The minute you feel like you know her and you understand her and understand her needs, that shit changes.
That has to be said. You got to be ready.
One minute you're doing all of these things that she's requesting, and you're working hard, and you're striving to meet your wife's needs and make her happy, and this and that needs there, and then next thing you know, it's like, this changed. It's like, what the fuck,
Yeah, so that's the part that I don't know about with me, because I don't know that I would want to go through all of the. It's not necessarily drama, but because you're supposed to please your wife, right? So, if you have two wives, you have to please both of them. You know what I'm saying? I got two daughters already. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, because I can imagine it would be, and it's not even about money. You know what I'm saying? There will be a difficulty factor going on there.
It's not supposed to be just for anybody. You know what I'm saying? Like, somebody with multiple responsibilities and trying to disperse some out, you kind of like trying to make, like you have something that you're building, and you might not ever have, you know, like, because like I said, the dude polite, the way he was expressing it was that he has one wife that helps him write books. They may not have sex at all. Or if they do, it's very settled.
Yeah.
But, you know, you're not supposed to do this unless, like, you're not supposed to have one wife if you can't afford to take care of her. So, I mean, if you can't afford to take care of two of them anymore, I mean, this is not a conversation for you.
But I think too, it goes back truth. To yeah. Who you
Why,
who
in the uterus.
Oh my fucking god.
Dime que tú quieres, papi.
Because I'm gonna slide up in the algorithm and I'm gonna fuck it. Y'all like this is crazy. This nigga is crazy. Like, no, really, he's crazy.